This is Akashwani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Dominica has announced to confer its highest national honor to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Dominica Award of Honor will be bestowed to the Prime Minister in recognition of his contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between India and Dominica. President of Dominica, Sylvanne Burton, will confer the award during the upcoming India CARICOM Summit scheduled to take place in Georgetown, Guyana from the 19th to 21st of this month. According to the statement of the Prime Minister's Office of Dominica, India supplied Dominica with 70,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine during the COVID pandemic in February 2021. The award also recognizes India's support for Dominica in healthcare, education, and information technology under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, as well as his role in promoting climate resilience, building initiatives, and sustainable development on a global level. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the third phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and India blocs are addressing voters across the state to garner support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed an election meeting in Dhanbad. He alleged that the JMM government allowed infiltrators in the state. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. He addressed an election meeting at Sarath in Deoghar. Leaders of the RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are once again entering the fray today. Voting is underway across Sri Lanka's 13,421 polling stations in a pivotal parliamentary election. Over 17 million Sri Lankans are eligible to vote, choosing among 8,800 candidates who are vying for seats in the legislature. Just weeks after the presidential election held in September this year, Sri Lankans are voting today to elect the 10th parliament in the island nation. By 1 p.m., voter turnout across various electoral districts ranged from 30 to 50%. Among early voters were President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya, former President Ranil Wickremesinghe, and SJP leader Sajith Premadasa. Voting has proceeded peacefully so far, with no incidents reported from anywhere in the island nation. Counting of vote began at 4:15 p.m. following the close of polls. The election is a crucial litmus test for the president, Dissanayake's party, as a majority would be crucial for implementing the promised reforms and for smooth functioning of his government. The 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, has begun at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. This year, 11 countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and the UAE are participating in this international fair. On the sidelines of the event, Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy inaugurated the pavilion of the Ministry of Mines at the IITF 2024. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the government is investing in digital public infrastructure to enable digital transactions. Speaking at an program near Dharmasthala in Karnataka, she said this will help funds reach the doorsteps of beneficiaries, enabling them to generate profits at the grassroots level and ultimately boost the rural economy. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.